North Carolina features two key races for U.S. Congress this year, matchups that are drawing outside interest and money. Rusty Jacobs reports.
North Carolina Republicans surely will hold on to their majority of the 13-seat congressional delegation this fall, but Democrats believe they can swing two, if not three, districts, and they're throwing around a lot of money and TV ads to make it happen, including this one from Dan McCready.
Now I see politicians so concerned with partisan games, they've forgotten who they're supposed to serve. I'll put country over party to get things done.
McCready has raised more than $2.5 million in his battle for the 9th District, which runs from the southeast Charlotte suburbs along the South Carolina border to Fayetteville. A combat veteran, McCready has money from political action committees linked to Democratic congressional leaders like Maryland's Steny Hoyer and South Carolina's James Clyburn. His opponent is Republican Pastor Mark Harris, who has raised just under $1 million. Harris got a fundraising boost from Donald Trump a couple of weeks ago. Harris told a local Charlotte-area TV station that Trump's visit would help counter his opponent's fundraising success.
That's part of the motivation for the president to come tomorrow and help us be able to build up our coffers.
The 13th district race between incumbent Republican Ted Budd and Democrat Kathy Manning is equally competitive. Budd introduced himself in a 2016 ad as an alternative to career politicians who wanted to help fix things in Washington and then return home.
I'm a gun store owner, husband, and father of three. I've never run for office, and I couldn't care less about a career in Congress.
Fast forward 2 years, and about half of the $1.1 million Budd has raised so far has come from PACs, including the More Conservatives PAC, established by North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry. Manning refers to such donations in her own TV ad.
That's why I'm running, to clean house in Washington. I'll vote against Nancy Pelosi for Speaker, support term limits for party leaders, and I won't take a dime of corporate PAC money.
Manning has taken money from issues-oriented PACs. About 8.5% of the $1.9 million she has raised has come from groups committed to women's rights and campaign finance reform. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.